Huber, wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
Yes. And what is he saying, Candyman?
I don't know. Like, I've never seen Candyman.
It's like, be my victim. It's so intense.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
You've never seen Candyman? Uh-huh. You need to
I avoid
watch.
Horror movies. I'm afraid of horror movies. But I liked what is his name? Tony Todd?
Yeah.
I really like him.
So some parts are pretty scary. I always tell people when there's an animal death, a dog dies brutally.
Okay.
I will spoil that all day, every day. If an animal dies, I'm telling you,
yeah.
Too bad.
That's my theory with dog yeah. movie trailers, where they just show you the ending because
yes.
you have to know if they live or not.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome to Reaction Shots, everybody, for, what is it, September?
Some 888 number. Shady.
Calling you? Yeah, uh-huh. Nah.
No dice.
2-8-4-8-8-8-8-8-8. Pizza Hut delivery is really great.
I
said delivery.
I don't know that
delivery.
One.
Delivery. You didn't have that one?
No.
Oh, where we were, it was 4-8-8-8-8-8-8. Pizza Hut delivery is really great. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was like
that's good.
In the Midwest, I guess.
I'm obsessed with jingles and commercials like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Beth says I'm their target audience, like billboards and stuff. She's like, God, they love you.
Yeah. Where it gets really theoretical and strange and depressing about humanity is when you're driving to Vegas. Those billboards, I think we've talked about this before, where they're just like, hey, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, be a good dad.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God.
Be a good
like,
human.
Is this the level we've stooped to? Brush your teeth. Get vaccinated, brush your teeth.
Yeah. Sometimes, too much information. Sometimes,
do I want to know this?
This is not. It's nothing. Sometimes I'll get up, and it's like, yo, you should immediately. Like, I'll usually just brush my teeth.
Yeah, right away.
But if I'm having coffee, I'll wait till I'm done with the coffee.
You like a little plaque in your coffee
to brush. So I'll drink my coffee then.
All right.
Is that fine?
Sometimes I'll have a sip of water before I get out of bed. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
It's similar.
All right.
I mean, I guess some people have to wait after they brush their teeth. Maybe some toothpastes are different. My toothpaste doesn't really affect the way something tastes after I... So, like, I'll eat right after I brush my teeth. I don't care.
Nice.
Except for orange juice. That one always tastes bad after you...
Yeah. Pulp or no pulp?
Pulp.
Yeah, I'm
pulp. A crunchy peanut butter, pulp,
oh.
pulpy juice kind of gal.
Okay. Yeah, I like pulp.
I like a little texture. I like that's why I don't like tofu... Because I don't like the texture. It's
you gotta get it fried. You gotta get fried
Blech.
Tofu, yeah.
No.
Because then it's a little not crunchy, but like.
You get out of here with your crunch.
Crunchwrap
anyway,
Supreme.
We're here to talk about movies.
This is my favorite show on Easy Alice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Times 10. It feels
like
the safest space.
Us. Yeah, it's just
the
us.
And them.
Yeah,
safest
us
space.
And you guys. I agree. I
yeah.
really love this.
It's the
this
only
show.
Place I like talking about movies.
Yeah. That really warms my heart to hear
yeah.
that. Thank you so much.
It's not even close.
I did not know that.
I love talking to you about movies. I've told you
well,
this before.
I,
check
well,
the
I
tape.
Love talking to you about movies, too.
Check the tape.
Hubie. I love talking to Huber about movies. I love talking with the patrons
yes.
asynchronously
yeah.
about movies. We got a lot of good comments this
nice.
Month about martial arts films.
There are 1 trillion martial
there
arts films.
And we're taking a wide... definition
okay.
of martial
I wanted
arts.
To, I wanted to talk to you about this, actually.
Like, The Matrix. Sure. There's fighting in it.
Yeah, I'm not a stickler. I'm not a stickler, but
I did
if
wanna...
there are guns,
well,
you're an action movie with martial arts. I'm sorry.
What about Gun Kata?
Yeah, it gets weird. And again, I'm not bossing
Equilibrium.
In here when it comes to...
But,
to genres.
But, yes, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Like, yeah. Dread, I would not say. That, like,
no.
There's some fight, like, fist fighting in
mm-hmm.
it. Not a martial arts movie.
Even The Raid. A lot of people say The Raid, and it's like...
The
that,
Raid is absolutely a martial arts film.
There's so much shooting!
There's also so much amazing martial arts
Then John
fighting.
Wick is a martial arts movie? It's the same damn thing?
That's like Equilibrium. That's like Gun Kata.
Again,
is it Gun Kata or Gun Kana? I think it's Kata.
Kata, I think it's
yeah,
Kata.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fake thing.
Gun Fu is
Gun
what
Fu.
We used
Gun
to call
Fu.
It back in the Matrix days.
Yeah, Gun Fu.
Yeah.
But The Matrix, there are some like actual just fights in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into the martial arts topic, what have you liked lately? What have you seen lately? You don't have to like it.
Not that much. Truly.
Good.
Been gaming, been busy.
Keep talking. Two I'm going to check out, make sure I hit record.
Yeah, two things really. A lot of true crime, as per usual. Really want to give a shout out to the show called Untold. There's six total episodes. The sixth one just aired on Netflix. Incredible. I love this documentary. It's sports related. So I don't know if it's in the Easy Allies wheelhouse here. But basically, the first one was the Pacers-Pistons brawl that many of you know about. Legendary brawl in the stands with
a brawl.
Huge brawl. Meta World Peace is his name. He used to go by Ron Artest. Then he legally changed his name to Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace.
Is his
I've
name.
I've heard that name yeah. before, but I didn't know it
yeah.
was a...
So the first one was a brawl. The second one is my favorite. It's about this boxer named Christy Martin.
Okay.
Just a bruiser. F's people up. But these are all true crime, gnarly. So, like, her husband is sketch as fuck and, like, tries to kill her. So, yeah. The third one was Caitlyn Jenner, who I know next to nothing about.
Yeah.
But it mainly focused...
Because there was some drama back in the
of
day,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, controversial person, for sure.
I don't
sure.
follow sports at all.
Yeah. But it was mainly when she was... Bruce Jenner and at the Olympics and all that.
Right, because there was some bugaboo stuff happening.
Yeah.
Which I don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Untold?
Untold. Great show.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix. The sixth one just came out. But yeah, just
interesting.
It's super interesting. Just one-offs. You know, again, there's six of them. And just really, really enjoying that. I recommend that one.
Love it.
And then to get a little more dark, a little more disturbing... The Memories of a Murder, the Nielsen tapes.
Ooh.
A serial killer in the 80s that would lure homeless boys to his apartment and murder them. Very disturbing stuff. Very, very dark.
Yeah.
This one's extra dark and disturbing because...
It's
he
kids?
Narrates it, yeah, kids, and he narrates it. He, like, recorded audio tapes in his cell. It's disturbing. So messed up.
Is he still alive?
No, he died like a few years ago. Yeah.
But it's actually his voice.
His voice, a lot of it. And it's intercut with like the detective that caught him and the journalist that was covering it. Really grimy.
I don't like
hard hitting.
I don't like hearing the voices of deranged murderers.
One of the most deeply unsettling ones I've watched and I feel like I've seen in terms of like the last five years of true crime, I feel like I've seen 80% of it.
Yeah.
Like I've
You've
just
plumbed the depths.
Soaked it all up.
Yeah.
And it ranks near the top of one of the most disturbing.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
The way he gets caught is gnarly. I won't spoil it for you. But
I do love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like really intricate, weird ways of catching bad guys.
Not even weird and intricate, just disturbing.
Or if they nick him for something else, like tax evasion or whatever, like Capote or whichever
Capone,
one it was.
Capone, yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
okay. And then rising back up out of the depths of depression and murder and disgustingness is I hopped on this revival campaign for Manifest. Have you been hearing about all this?
Sophia watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a couple episodes of it. And she was like, this is terrible, but kind of fun.
Dude, I love it. Oh, my God. Beth and I are like on episode 13 now. It's one of our just like chill watches. Goes down really easy.
Goes down easy.
Because again, you know me, I have so many types of watches. I watch the serial killers when I'm alone. Beth is asleep and it's dark. You know, get in that really intense mood.
How could you? You're wired so different than me.
Because also,
I have to watch that shit in a day.
Yeah.
I guess a lot different now that I'm like out and transitioned and stuff. Because it's like I don't like walking anywhere at night, you know?
Yeah,
like
totally.
It's all too real now.
It's too scary. But yeah, Manifest, it's great. They have a campaign for renewing it because it got canceled and they picked it up. For
Netflix
a final
did?
Season of 20 episodes they're doing. They're picking it up.
20 episodes.
There's three seasons now, and then that fourth one is coming.
Gonna finish it.
And it's basically like Lost meets Thanos' snap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, what is it? The plane.
So the plane disappears for 5 years.
Years.
And comes back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one plane.
Just the plane. So all the people that were on the plane come back and they're like, hey, everyone. And it's been 5 years. What the hell?
Right. But to them, it's been like nothing.
It's been a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's the premise. And it's just fun. It's twisty. It has good writing for a show like this because so many times Beth and I will say something to each other and then the character will say it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, how'd they get here? And then the character will be like, how'd you get here?
That is a mark of a good show.
It's happened in 13 episodes. I'm not even shitting you. It's happened like 7 times already.
Well, so. Like Breaking Bad and stuff would always do that where it's like, or like good horror movies, like the scarier horror movies, I always say this, is like when they exhaust options that you would try yourself. When they're like, well, we have to go try this, and they do that, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay, you did the rational thing. Yeah. Now what do you do? You're just screwed now. Characters behaving like human beings.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
So, who knew?
Man of Us, hype it up. And then, of course, I'm still going through Degrassi, and then we just added one of Beth's favorites growing up, the show called Instant Star.
Okay.
It's really funny because it's Canadian also, and they film it on the Degrassi set. So they're like at the places like the dot and stuff, and it's about this high school girl named Jude.
But completely unrelated.
Unrelated.
Okay.
High school girl named Jude won a musical competition called Instant Star.
Okay.
And she's a musician, and it's just about her being a musician in high school. It's just, you know, comedy drama.
Love it.
Love that stuff. That's it. Instant Star.
Well, last night my friend rented out a theater. So 8 of us, I think, went and watched Shang-Chi.
So sick.
Which only cost like $350 total.
Shit.
Like splitting that up, it's like not bad.
$350?
For a whole movie theater.
I would have done that for Endgame.
Yeah.
Like something high stakes like
that. Well, I mean, I assume that it's because of COVID and like no one. Like we were literally
the only
leaving.
Ones
we were we were the only ones in our theater. We were the only ones in the building.
Wow.
Like leaving a 9 o'clock movie. When we were done, there was literally one employee no one else.
Yeah, I'm on like mini quarantine because I'm going to Iceland in a couple days.
Yeah.
So I've only been coming to work and back.
Yeah,
so
that's safe. That's
didn't
safe.
See Candyman, didn't see Shang-Chi.
But yeah, I saw Shang-Chi last night and I'm not going to say anything specific because I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to see it. And I wouldn't have seen it if my friend hadn't done this and invited
me. Yeah, it's
badass. I wasn't going to go to a theater. I'm too afraid to go to theaters. Shang-Chi, dude, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's one of the best. I wonder if that's...
It's definitely one of my favorite Marvel movies. I'm not sure at this point if it is my favorite.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. But does some of that have to do with expectations? I feel like the expectations for this movie were zero, and then everyone saw it and was like, oh my God. Black Widow had higher expectations because it was her, and everyone was like, that was trash.
I thought Black Widow was fine.
I
didn't hate it. I enjoyed watching it, but I'm not gonna I don't want to watch it again, really.
Wow.
But Shang-Chi, I'm like, I want to watch this again. Shang-Chi, my expectations were kind of nothing, and then I heard a lot of good things.
Yeah.
But like the main takeaway, without spoiling anything, is like it goes places I didn't expect it to go. It has a good core family drama. And the fighting is so good.
Sick.
That's why we're doing a martial arts thing.
Yeah.
Because the fighting in that is like actual. Wow. They like got actors who seem to actually know how to fight.
You have to.
And like, oh man. And the music's really good and the acting's really good. Aquafina's actually really charming
Aquafina.
In it.
I love her.
Like I don't know what I saw her in where I thought she was annoying and a little off
tone. Aquafina rules.
I know. Like after this, I'm like, oh, Aquafina is great. So I don't know. I don't remember what I saw where I thought she felt
probably Oceans,
maybe that was it.
She's okay in that one.
I think that was it because it felt like she was in a different movie than everybody else. Whereas this one, it fits perfectly. Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Marvel stuff seems a little out of place.
Yeah. You see Crazy Rich Asians?
I haven't.
Okay.
But yeah, Shang-Chi's really good.
Sick.
Well, I've been watching the show Only Murders in the Building.
Beth is watching this, loves it.
I love it.
Yep.
It's so cozy, dude.
Nice,
you would love it. You would love
She's
it.
She's saving it for me.
Okay.
Because she likes to go, because we're like quarantine. We're like running out of her favorites, like this Instant Star show and Degrassi. Like these are shows from her past that we're like spending now.
This is too short.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So it's like she's got to find new stuff and she likes watching things and then going back
Sophia does that too. Yeah. She'll like watch something through and then like, we should watch this. And
she
I'm like,
loves
you already watched
that.
It.
Yeah, she loves it.
Anyway, Sophia loves it too. Yeah,
so she's
I'm always like, once I'm done, unless it was like a masterpiece, I'm never going back. But Only Murders in the Building is so good. It's unlikely pairing of Selena Gomez with the likely pairing of Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Love Martin Short.
Love them both.
Yeah.
And they're all executive producers on this show. It's like a all in the one building murder mystery, cozy murder mystery.
Yeah.
It's just the vibes are great and the music is great and it's funny. And I'm engaged in the mystery so far.
Nice.
But it's like a low stakes fun little show.
Love low stakes fun little shows.
And then it really surprised me too, because I'd seen billboards or posters or whatever, and I was like, I was always driving past it, and the title is really weird.
Yeah.
So I was like, only what in the building? What? It like didn't make any sense to me. And it's a phrase that they say because they're doing a podcast about this murder.
Yeah.
And Martin Short's like, well, there was a murder in the park across the street. We could branch out and do a separate podcast. And then Steve Martin's like, only murders in the building. And then that becomes the name of the podcast.
It.
So that's why.
So it's only murders, not only murders.
Right.
Got it.
Unless. But yeah. So it's really good. It's really fun. And then I've been watching Nine Perfect Strangers also on Hulu.
She's Nicole Kidman. She's watching that one too. Though.
Oh yeah, it's really good. Nicole Kidman, Michael Shannon. It's got this bonkers cast. It's really, really good.
The cast is insane.
Yeah, and it's
Bobby,
just plumbing the depths.
Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of the people I recognize, but can't remember their name.
The husband to Ant-Man's wife.
Evangeline Lilly?
No.
Wait, Ant-Man's not married.
Ant-Man's ex-wife, sorry. Ant-Man's ex-wife's husband is
in
Nine
Perfect. That guy.
Bobby Cannavale. He's in Boardwalk Empire as Jip Rossetti, one of the greatest ever.
So he's not from Everybody Loves Raymond? He's not the brother?
No.
That's some other guy.
Yeah. Some other guy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's in anyway,
Homecoming.
You want to talk about martial arts?
Maybe? Let's do it.
Cool.
Jeremy Ferris clearly does not follow me on Twitter because I already posted that was my favorite birthday gift that I got.
Well, here, let me read what
on
Jeremy
my
Ferris,
birthday.
Let me read what Jeremy
Thanks
Ferris
a lot,
said
Ferris.
So people know what's going on. Jeremy Ferris says the Criterion Collection put out a box set of Bruce Lee films. It's called Bruce Lee, His Greatest Hits. I haven't ever really seen any martial arts films until I picked that box set up and spent one magical weekend watching all of the films on it.
Wow.
Being
awesome.
The Big Boss, Fist of Fury, The Way of the Dragon, Enter the Dragon, and Game of Death. If you are new to martial arts films, this box set comes highly recommended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds really...
Absolutely.
I think I've seen one of those. Full disclaimer. Well, first of all, patreon.com/easyallies. Join the film club tier, and then you can make comments like this and be part of this fun conversation, and people talk to each other, and it's really fun. I like it.
Yeah.
But also, this is a Huber-focused episode, because I know, like, some martial arts, but not nearly as much as you.
I'm not going to pretend to know everything, because there's so many.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like Westerns. But I had the advantage of my dad showing me a lot when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, just there's so many martial arts movies, so many holes. Like
I've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot.
I feel like
I've
seen none.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There are so many.
Yeah.
My main takeaway, though, straight up, is Bruce Lee, Jet Li, Donnie Yen, Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all you need.
I ask, so the first question I ask is, what's your favorite film? And then later I say, who's your favorite or who is the best martial artist?
Yeah.
And those names come up, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got a lot of comments, and usually how this show, if you haven't listened to us before and if you for some reason have made it this far without getting annoyed by us, we have our comments and we bounce off of what they say. And we got a lot this month, so it'll be good.
Yeah, Enter the Dragon's pretty hard to beat. For
yeah,
me. Grew up with
that's
it.
That's the one of those I've seen. I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, have it like so much of it memorized just because of my dad. We quote it all the time.
Yeah,
like, suddenly I would like to leave your island.
I'm
afraid that is not possible. Bullshit, Mr. Handman. Williams, dude, love Williams. Man, you are straight out of a comic book. It's my favorite line in the whole movie. Also,
I have no memory of that, I guess.
So many lines.
Oh, man. I watched a lot of Jackie Chan as a kid. And like I got into like Kung Fu Hustle and The Raid.
Kung Fu Hustle, yeah. Dude.
Love Kung Fu Hustle.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. And The Raid obviously comes up a lot. I guess 13 Assassins would count. I love that movie. It's a samurai movie. But that's a martial art, right? I don't know what qualifies as a martial art.
Well, samurai is more Japanese, yeah. And martial arts is more like Chinese.
That's true. That's a good point. Karate. As Ross Geller would
say. Shaolin.
I practiced Tai Chi for a year or two.
Jealous of that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was really depressed in Chicago and very lonely, and I just got into Tai Chi in this dojo.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was Taoist nice. Tai Chi.
Nice.
So it was like meditative. It wasn't combative.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that. I love yoga. Similar, like...
I used to do yoga every day in the theater school before they kicked me out. Javoraf says, I really love Shang-Chi, and it might be my favorite martial arts film. I'll have to let it sit to see, but I really love the story, cinematography, and characters. I also read through these to make sure there weren't any spoilers for Shang-Chi.
Oh, that's very cool.
The fight choreography was so, so fun. It's true, man. Oh, my God. Some of the fights, one of the first fight with the main character is so good.
That's sick. I can't wait.
It's on a moving bus.
That's so tight.
It's sick. Which I think is in the trailer. Which is
a lot of CG or practical?
In that fight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that's the thing. A lot of the fighting seems very real. Cool. And, like, it's not shaky camera combat. Yeah. It's longer takes. It's actually, cool. You can tell. And the impacts are crazy. Like, them punching and kicking hits harder than the Hulk hitting a building.
Hell yeah.
It's, like, crazy.
That's what I love about martial arts. Like, well, Shang-Chi is, like, superpowers and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, rings, yeah. I mean, it definitely...
But, like...
Like, there are... What I liked about Shang-Chi is, like, it's a good mix of, like, superhero martial arts and normal-ass martial arts.
Yeah. I love normal-ass martial arts because they are superheroes.
Yeah.
You know? I love that. Like, rewatched Iron Monkey recently, and just there's this one female Shaolin, and she, like, her whole thing is just, like, she, like, punches things and just, like, rips things out of the wall because she's hitting so hard.
Whoa.
And it's, like, here's this, like, 5'5", 100-pound girl, and I'm feeling every hit in my bones, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So awesome.
It's so good. Yeah, dude, I mean, like, someone else mentioned this, too, but one of my favorite things in these movies are, like, the bloopers and the outtakes that are in a lot of the trailers, yeah. Which, because to me, those are super important, and, I mean, I'm most familiar with the Jackie Chan ones, but, like, those are super important because it's, like, oh, man, like... This is hard. Like, it's showing you how crazy
so
this is.
So
like, when he's,
thought.
Like, folding himself and jumping through a window and stuff, it's just like, huh?
Yeah.
But in the movie, it looks so fluid. You're just like, yeah, no problem. I could do that. Like,
and how no, they you stitch it all together.
Yes.
Like, I can't even imagine having to get
well,
all
the editing in these movies is so important. That comes up a lot in the, like, what makes a good martial arts question that I ask later. But, like... The choreography, obviously, but the editing, too.
Unsung hero.
And the way it's shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think about, is it Hard Target? With
Van
a Damme? Really long shot going down the elevator, and it's like two floors of fighting, and it's like one long take, but I think it might have a stitch.
With Van Damme?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Hard Target in ages.
I can't remember if it's Hard Target. Correct me. It's a name like that if it's not Hard Target. But that stuff like that where it's just like, or I mean, obviously, like Old Boy hallway where it's just like,
the protector, I'm sure, gets brought up.
Yes.
Of course.
Because that's the stair one.
Yeah, all the way up.
Like, stuff like that is so amazing, and it's like, that's just, you practiced that.
Yeah.
The choreography was insane, and the way they shot it was inventive and cool. Ugh. Sometimes good editing means not editing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Jevraf also wants to throw out Avatar The Last Airbender to the TV show, because it's great martial arts. Yes.
Totally.
There are some really good martial arts... animes and cartoons.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
I love Naruto fighting.
We know. I've never seen Naruto, so I don't know. Varun Kachwaha, I'm going to go with The Raid 2 over The Raid 1. Now, I understand that the first one is much more focused.
They're both different.
I've actually never seen The Raid 2. I love
Did
The
I ever
Raid
tell
1.
You the story of when Brad and I were in the theater for The Raid 2? Small group, but there were a couple people in front of us, and the movie was like 1 minute from starting. Set the tone. This was the tone of The Raid 2. Guy fucking comes in and you feel his like manic energy. Comes in, he's like, points at his group, he's like, I made it. And they're all just like, yeah, let's go. Sits down, movie starts. It was just like electric energy, dude. It was so good. That Brad like, still remembers that.
That was like last night at Shang-Chi. Like, yeah. we had to all go in together because the way the ticket works is just a QR code for like the number of people that you have. But they start the movie at 9, no matter whether you're in there or not.
Whoa.
It's 9:02 and we're still waiting on one guy.
Trailers or no trailers when you
there were 17 minutes of trailers, so we were fine. But like we had time to go bathroom and get candy and whatever. But he like comes sprinting in the door, and we were all like, "Yay!" Like, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
Anyway, Varun was talking about The Raid 2. The second film is an improvement in almost every aspect. This Godfather-like tale about crime families, how every action scene is just improved upon vastly, both visually and creatively. Some of the acting performances are actually very good. It's worse pacing-wise.
True, it's like 2.5 hours.
Of improvements outshine that.
It's true.
Yeah, I've heard it's... That's why I haven't watched The Raid 2,
because
it's like
long.
3 hours long.
Yeah. They referenced the kitchen fight, and I need to shout that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They went on to reference the certain
kitchen fight, kitchen fight, kitchen fight.
Prison yard, car chase, kitchen fight. Hubert, for listeners, Hubert is doing a kung fu pose.
It's in the kitchen fight. They like, they do their pose in for the, and they like they're touching. They're doing like this.
I love that.
And they like do, they do that, and they just like they both kind of like wiggle into it. It's so good.
I love
it's
that.
So good.
Jason Wojnar also writes The Raid 2 as a favorite.
150 minutes, yep.
150 minute barrage of the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
It's insane. Brother, I wish he would do a third, but he's not going to.
Well, because that director also did Dread, right?
Godzilla.
No, Godzilla, that's what it was.
Well, I get Gareth Evans and Gareth Edwards confused, so
no,
let me...
But it, yeah.
You know, though...
I remember being surprised that the director of The Raid and The Raid 2... Like the other films he directed.
Yeah.
Because he's a white dude, like a British dude.
Gareth Evans.
Yeah.
Not Godzilla.
Gareth Edwards.
So he did Apostle with Dan Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently.
Apostle was all right.
Recently.
Uh huh.
Watch it, Gangs of London.
Okay.
This is him. This is the Raid director, and it's a British crime thriller with the Raid style action scenes.
Oh,
it is nuts.
Love
so
that.
Good. They're doing a season 2. It's got Joe Cole in there. It's got the mom, the Stark mom from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So good.
The Wojnar brothers showed it to their friend who's over 60-year-old woman, and they say they've never seen somebody so repulsed by something in their entire life. That's The Raid 2. They also say they used to watch Jackie Chan movies all the time as a kid. They haven't seen any of them in so long.
The goat.
To really judge which one is the best.
The mall drop.
Mall drop from Police Story is burned into my mind, however.
Dude, Police Story, like those early Jackie Chan's, Police Story specifically, so gritty.
Yeah.
That's why I love Bruce Lee. Because Bruce Lee's gritty as fuck.
Yeah.
Snapping necks, kills people and he likes it, you know?
Whoa. Yeah, Jackie Chan never kills anyone, right?
He kills people.
Or later, maybe he stopped.
Yeah, it's just like less cold-blooded.
Comedy
and
or whatever you called it.
Yeah. I feel like people die in Police Story. I feel like I've seen Jackie Chan shoot someone.
I don't think I've seen Police Story.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Because
there's like 100 of them.
Because Police Story 3 is actually Jackie Chan's first strike. So they kind of rebrand. That's when he really started to come to America. They kind of rebrand him.
Right.
Super Cop. It's just called like Super Cop. It's actually Police Story 4.
Oh.
So it, yeah.
Whoa.
Gets kind of confusing.
It's like Final Fantasy franchise. Two is four, but
and
three
then,
never
and then
happened.
There's new Police Story, but that's not part of this canon. But
there's new Super Police Story DS.
Yeah.
New Police Story. Cold Smith. A topic near and dear to my heart. I have been watching and loving martial arts films since as far back as I can remember, literally.
Mm-hmm.
One of my earliest memories is watching Bruce Lee kick some asses in Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon, yep. My dad showing me that.
I saw this movie at my uncle's apartment when he was watching me, age 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And right about 1990.
Love it.
My love had never stopped, and since then I have a black belt or equivalent in Shotokan, Okinawan Kenpo, and Ishin Ryu. I know I should have taken Kung Fu or some kind, lol. all the while eating up martial arts films left and right. Wow, you can fight, Colt.
Dude.
Damn. That's awesome.
Yo, we getting in any quarrels, we know who to call.
No, right? Yeah, Colt's in my corner. But their favorite is still Enter the Dragon. But honorable mentions to Police Story, Drunken Master 1 and 2, Rumble in the Bronx. Drunken Master is sick.
God. Drunken Master 2.
Rumble in the Bronx, mm-hmm. Bloodsport. There are two Drunken Masters and then an American one?
So there's,
or is it one is the old one and then two is just a redo?
It's Drunken Master and the Legend of Drunken Master, but they're like unaffiliated. It's not like the same story.
But Jackie Chan's in both.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the Legend of Drunken Master,
Good.
Which is the American one.
Yeah.
Or like the English, whatever.
Yeah. Or when it came over
when
here.
When it came over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That one's confusing.
That's
too.
Why
it's
I
like
got
Police Story. Jackie Chan gets confusing.
It gets confusing.
It's been a minute.
Rumble in the Bronx, Bloodsport, Time Cop, War, Kiss of the Dragon, The One. Oh my God, you remember The One?
The One with Jet Li, right?
Yeah, it was like after The Matrix and it's like glowing blue on the car. I remember that.
Yo, Kiss of the Dragon, shout out. I really liked it. Cradle to the Grave, trash tier. Kiss of the Dragon, so good. I love...
I don't think I know that one.
Bridget Fonda.
Okay.
Is in Kiss of the Dragon, right? Please tell me. Don't let me get this wrong, Isla.
I don't know. I don't know Kiss of the Dragon.
I love that movie. There's a really cool fight at the end in like a barbershop, maybe. Yeah, Bridget Fonda, dude. God, I love her. Do you like Bridget Fonda? Point of No Return?
I think so.
Love Bridget Fonda.
I think I'm more familiar with Jane Fonda.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to
mom?
Bridget Fonda. She barely did
Which
any
direction
movies.
Does it go?
She like retired pretty early
Are they
on.
Not really. Black Mask, Kickboxer, Hard Target, Nowhere to Run, The Quest, Once Upon a Time in China, Hero, I remember, I've seen Hero, Ong Bak, I've seen that, The Raid, and way too many more. Left out Japanese films because we kind of covered them in Samurai films. Yeah, fair enough.
The Raid, so many Raids, I love
Yeah,
it.
Steven
love
Beaumont
it.
Says favorite, The Raid.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
Kineticism and choreography of those fights is just top tier.
I will say when they're standing on the tables, it's either in one or two, and they're like nonstop. Only scene that takes me out of it because I feel like it's over choreographed.
Oh.
There is a thing where it's just too much. It's too much. You're
right,
seeing them hit the targets and the rhythms, and it's like
it becomes like a dance.
Yeah, and
of
it
a,
is totally a dance. It's just that one scene. If I'm nitpicking,
that's why like my favorite fight choreography, which a lot of these favorites do perfectly, is where it feels improvised. It feels sloppy. Jackie Chan's great at that.
Yes.
Like making it feel. Crazy off the cuff, just like barely hanging on. To the point where you're like worried about Jackie Chan getting hurt
always
in like an accident because the choreography seems so loose.
Yeah.
You're like, how did you fake that? You just like ducked under that chair? Like what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know you love this too. You're talking about bloopers. Just like whenever Jackie Chan falls or something and all the stunt people
they're all like, oh my God, are you okay?
Him, like,
ah. And he's like, ah,
it's so good.
That is what I love when like in Jackie the bloopers, Chan. Like the like worst maniac evil bastard character.
Yeah.
As soon as Jackie Chan or whoever like falls over, they're like, you okay?
Yeah, right? Like main villain, yeah.
Or like if they punch each other actually, they're like, oh
yeah.
It's like, oh crap.
So good.
Jason I says, my favorite martial arts film is probably The Way of the Dragon. I do wonder how we differentiate martial arts films from action movies
exactly.
that include martial arts, or if they should be differentiated at all. For example, would John Wick be considered a martial arts
film? They're action to me. But again, I won't fight it. I don't care enough to fight about it, but I really just think once you bring guns into the equation, they're action movies that have hand-to-hand combat and fighting.
I mean, like, martial arts, I guess, yeah. Like, if I were to say a genre for John Wick, it would be action for sure.
Yeah.
But he's definitely doing martial arts in the movie.
For sure.
Like, it's not a martial arts film in the traditional sense.
Like,
sure.
Is Aliens a horror movie or an action movie?
Right. I mean, it's an action movie, but...
It's also pretty scary.
Yeah. Alien is a suspense
is
horror.
Sci-fi
suspense horror. But no, yeah, I mean, it's six of one, half dozen of the other, I guess. It's just what you want to say. But they also bring out
Ip Man.
Flashpoint. Ip Man is really
good. God, I love Ip Man. All the Ip Mans. The diminishing returns. I feel like the first one's the strongest.
Yeah.
And it has kind of that improvised feel.
Yeah.
Like one is a little more rough.
Which one's Tony Jaa? Or is Ong Bak and Ip Man both Tony Jaa?
The Ip Man is Donnie Yen. Yeah, Tony Jaa is Ong Bak and the Protector.
And the Protector,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I love Tony Jaa. The in Ong Bak, just throwing bows at everybody.
Yeah.
Elbows. Bam!
So intense.
So many elbows.
Elbow to the skull.
Yeah.
Just bat.
And which one is it? It's Ong Bak or Protector? They're interchangeable.
I think
brain.
Both.
When he has the dinosaur bones.
Oh yeah.
So crazy.
When they're like jumping off the like wood scaffolding and he just like elbows a guy.
So sick.
Oh my god.
Ong One Bak. Of them he fights the Freako from Mad Max. Nathan Jones,
yeah.
The like big
guy.
Yeah,
I love it when a big guy gets involved, and then they like the little guy's like punching him, and like nothing happens.
Yeah,
like, okay, I gotta
go to the elbows.
Think of something else. Yeah, but gotta bow this guy. What is that kind of martial arts that he does? It's not is it Krav Maga?
Jiu-Jitsu?
Or I thought there was a term for it in Ong Bak, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about this stuff, but Jacopo Amele. My favorite martial arts film is probably a tie between The Raid and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Our first wire foo mention, to my knowledge.
I fucking love Crouching Tiger.
That's the one with... Crouching Tiger,
it's
I saw in theaters. It was so much fun.
It is a masterpiece.
Hero was mentioned before. That's wire foo, I guess.
I won't hear any shit talk on Crouching Tiger.
Oh, I love Crouching Tiger.
Because there are so many martial arts movies, as we're talking about, and I feel like some of them have 10 out of 10 superior fighting, but you know, maybe the acting or the production doesn't really hold up. I feel like Crouching Tiger is just top to bottom.
Well, visually, it's just crazy. Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everything about
Hero
it.
Hero also. Like, they're both just so visually beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I just rewatched, like I said, Iron Monkey.
Jacopo's favorite element in most martial arts films is the character moments being explored during the fights instead of keeping the action spectacle separate from the story. There's also a lot of comedy and slapstick in most of them, which is why Jackie Chan is probably my favorite martial artist.
Hell yeah.
God,
Jackie Chan.
They also mentioned Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah!
Yeah. Which, yeah, some of the dubs are a little weird. But,
yeah.
What about They Live? I just watched on YouTube the like 6 minute
the
brawl.
Wrestling brawl.
Yeah, it's just like it's a street
it's
fight
a
brawl.
It's a
but
street
like,
fight.
It's really well choreographed. Yeah. And it's just so brutal. Yeah. They're just like laying into each other. God, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It literally is 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
Of them just punching each other in a wet alley. They get all dirty and gross and wet, dude. Ugh. It's so funny.
John Carpenter.
Put on the fucking glasses. It's just like, no. Yeah.
I'm doing a John Carpenter marathon this Halloween. It's going down.
Yes, dude.
All October.
I love John Carpenter.
Yeah. I'm plugging some holes. I got a couple holes. Plug the leaks.
Which ones haven't you seen?
I'd have to look it up.
I got a couple holes myself.
Yeah, there were a couple I thought.
You gotta watch Mouth of Madness, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Is that John Carpenter?
I think so.
Shit.
I think so.
Shit.
Well, now I'm doubting myself. My phone's in my purse in the other room.
Yeah.
I think it's John Carpenter. Nice.
Yeah, there's a couple I haven't seen. I'm like, dude, I gotta watch.
He did the... I'm pretty sure it's John Carpenter. Sam O'Rosman, favorite film, Once Upon a Time in China.
It's epic. The scope of this movie, gorgeous movie. Just a sweeping epic, really. I adore Once Upon a Time in China. Just a huge Jet Li fan, you know? Jet Li fell off after like the 90s and early 2000s. You know, he's the biggest thing. Like Jackie Chan, you still kind of see around in the limelight. And
Jet Li will show up here and there, and you're like, oh, Jet Li.
Yeah. God, love Jet Li.
They also bring up Fong Sai-yuk, which I haven't heard of.
The
Drunken Master.
Yeah, I don't know those right now.
Bruce Lee, Fist of Fury, Game of Death, Enter the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam Jovan brings up The Raid. Michael Seward. Project A with Jackie Chan, Sammo Hung, and Yuen Biao.
Haven't seen it.
Don't know that one. Also, P.S. The Bastard Swordsman is a hidden gem and a masterclass in wirework. Well worth a watch. The feeling that patron saint of the show, Tokyo Slim, may have recommended this in the past.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
RF Switch says, I'll throw in for once. With the passing of Sonny Chiba, I highly recommend the Street Fighter trilogy, not based on the video games. It's about martial arts mercenary named Tsurugi Takuma fighting for or against the Yakuza drug dealers and the mafia. The three movies are The Street Fighter, 1974, Return of the Street Fighter, 1975, and Street Fighter's Last Revenge, 79. Wow, hey, that's
Very
like
cool.
Star Wars. Return, Revenge.
Very cool. I knew Tokyo Slim was going to bring five deadly venoms.
Yeah,
I
so
knew
here's
it.
A list of
I knew it.
Tokyo Slim coming in with a big old vet.
I
list.
Knew it.
Five deadly venoms.
Movie's
Enter the Dragon.
Sick as shit.
Well, yeah, what is five
so
deadly
anime.
Venoms?
There's like five. It's been a while, but there's like five students of this temple, and they all don't know each other.
Whoa.
But like some of them go rogue, so it's up to the one to like get the other ones, and they all have like their different abilities. So one of them is like. There was like a snake one and like a invincible toad one. It's been a while, but it's just really, really cool.
Do they actually
cool.
have like mystical abilities, or is it just like that's their fight style?
It's like, it's just that hyper-realized
sure.
kung fu. Like that's what I love about it, where it's like, yo, you're just a normal person, but it's all you're also like superhuman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you can harness your chi or yeah. whatever. Yeah, I love yeah. that stuff.
Just really low budget.
Sure.
But, like, such
sometimes
a
you don't need it to not be
yeah.
low budget.
Feels like kind of the framework for yeah. martial arts movies, you know? A lot of, like,
yeah.
getting that and, like, tracking those shots. Crazy movie.
I mean, if you have actors who are skilled martial artists and, like, have a decent story and can set up a camera and edit, I feel mm-hmm. like you can make a pretty great
yeah.
martial arts movie with a pretty low budget.
Yeah.
Like some of the really great, the all-time greats are like not an expensive movie.
Yeah. I feel like once you start breaking props,
yeah.
that's when you start racking that budget up.
Or locations,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Wrecking cars or buildings, then you start getting, yeah.
yeah.
And if you just got like 60 yeah. people,
we're gonna
like,
need
okay.
100 tables because yeah, we're breaking them all.
We're throwing people yeah, through yeah. tables in this film. Tokyo Slim also brings up Enter the Dragon, The Legend of Drunken Master, Bloodsport, Lone Wolf and Cub, Shogun Assassin, Iron Monkey,
Iron
Eight
Monkey.
Diagram, Pole Fighter, Fist of Legend. No
oh,
offense
yeah.
to OG Fist of Fury, Raid Redemption, The Matrix. In your face, Huber. Kung
yeah.
Fu Hustle and Rikkyo.
Mortal Kombat. Let's go. Movie just has fatalities, Isla.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Those are their favorites. End of the Dragon or Bloodsport, probably most actual favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good call.
Mortal Kombat also.
Bloodsport. Interesting. Tokyo Slam. I mean, it's a 10 out of 10, obviously, but I'm not discrediting it in the least. That's a 10 out of 10 movie.
I've
surprising that it's
it.
Surprising that it's your favorite with Enter the Dragon, you know?
I've never seen Bloodsport. So
it's
is that Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, it's incredible. Incredible movie.
Who got a yawn there? Sorry.
Love Bloodsport. Shout out. Maybe I gotta watch Bloodsport again.
Maybe I'll watch it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't watched that many JVCD movies. I've seen a few, obviously, but...
Kickboxer and Bloodsport, very similar.
Oh,
Bloodsport's
yeah?
the good one. Way better.
Okay.
Kickboxer's still sick, though. I like it.
But Bloodsport's the good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But Kickboxer's still good.
It's still sick.
Yeah. The yeah. sick one and the good one.
Yeah.
If you could choose sick or good, which would
you
go?
Be sick. I'm going to be sick. It's got style.
Hey, man, nice.
I feel like one of them's rated R, one of them's PG-13. I feel like Bloodsport's R, Kickboxer's PG-13, maybe.
Bloodsport, yeah.
Could be wrong.
The title sounds rated
Who knows?
Hey man, nice shot says 10 years ago I probably would have said The Matrix, which still holds up a special place in my heart.
Top
at
three sci-fi
moment,
movies of all time, yes or no, Isla?
What, The Matrix?
Yes.
Of all time?
Of all time, top three sci-fi movies, The Matrix.
I mean, I'm so hyped on Matrix 4 right now, I'd probably say sure.
Yes.
I mean,
correct.
Alien, the legacy of Blade Runner, I think 2049 is better than Blade Runner 1.
Do you think 2049 frankly. Is better than The Matrix?
It's weird because I love the vibes of Blade Runner, but like The Matrix,
those vibes,
infinitely more rewatchable, like watchable movie.
Goddamn you, Cypher!
Goddamn you, Cypher! Not like these.
Not like these.
Not like these. I mean, there's so many good sci-fi movies. How dare you?
The Matrix, though.
The Matrix is great, but you said it was an action
movie. I even on the record. Are you ready? I even put The Matrix 1 above Terminator 2.
Woo!
Yeah.
Whoa!
The Matrix. It's a nigh unbeatable, you know, unbeatable film.
I am surprised to hear you say that. I mean, The Matrix is excellent. Terminator 2 is excellent.
I know.
Aliens!
Aliens is my number one of all time.
Film or sci-fi?
Yeah, film.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Aliens is really good.
Yeah.
The Thing.
The love The Thing.
No, that's more horror.
Yeah,
this is horror or sci-fi.
Matrix's level.
What's your favorite horror sci-fi?
Favorite horror movie is The Shining.
Horror sci-fi.
Horror sci-fi. Does Alien count?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alien then.
Yeah, Alien, obviously. Yeah. Alien the Thing.
Alien and the Thing, for sure.
Probably.
Big fan of Scanners and The Brood and The Fly.
Sure.
Those
the Fly.
Three.
Oh my God, The Fly is a god-tier film.
It's so god-tier.
The Fly is a god-tier film.
God.
I gotta watch The Fly again, man. It's been too long. What the hell are we talking about?
Matrix. We're talking about The Matrix.
Hey, man, Nice Shot says that 10 years ago they would have said The Matrix. But at this moment, we'd make the following distinction. A, favorite film just on its own would be The Raid. What took them by surprise to completely rekindle my love for martial arts flicks. And also set a new standard or trend for the whole genre.
It really did. Good call.
Brutal
it's
action.
So
frenetic
important.
Fights. Excellent camera work and choreography.
That, it's... John Wick gets all the credit.
Yeah.
All the credit now. Everyone just compares everything to John Wick. And it's like, yo, The Raid was for the Raid walked so you could run, John Wick.
Equilibrium walked so
Equilibrium.
They could all run.
Hey, good call.
Equilibrium's a terrible movie, but
good call.
It put Gunkata on the map.
Yeah, true. It was awesome.
It wasn't the first.
Sean Bean. Shout
but
out.
Ironically, Hey Man, Nice Shots brings up the favorite franchise is John Wick. Mm-hmm. Really became my favorite franchise the past 10 years. While
Incredible.
Not pure martial arts, the crazy action and essentially the amazing world building and lore keeps me incredibly entertained. That's what I love about those is they're just steeped in lore.
Are we hyped on the Continental show?
If it ever comes out, yeah.
Okay.
When the hell?
Are we wanting more John Wicks after 4, or do we need to wrap it up? Because 3 was the first one.
3, I was a little disappointed. I was kind
of... Over-choreographed.
And I was kind of bummed that it didn't just end it.
Yeah.
I'm like, 3, what did we gain from 3 that 2 didn't already give us?
Halle Berry.
I guess, but like...
That was it.
Yeah, but like, really though, it's like, okay, what are you making, a quadrilogy? What is this? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Ugh. I wonder. It needs to end.
Yeah, take it.
But the show, like the world can go on, but the story of John Wick himself needs to have a conclusion.
I agree.
I think.
I agree.
And I love it to pieces. I love Keanu. I want him to show up in the Continental.
Yeah.
But who's to say?
Yeah. That the dog scene in 3 looked like a game show. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I saw 3 one time. And
okay.
I don't
There's like the scene when the dog is like going crazy. Mm-hmm. And there's like ramps all over the place.
They're like calling the dog onto people. Yeah.
And it felt like I was watching a game show.
It felt like, or a video game. It felt like that set felt like a level in Call of Duty or Battlefield or something.
Yes.
During the marathon when blood was like, or somebody was crawling between those things. What game was that? In a stream we did recently, they were playing some, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Cathal Fallon brings up Kung Pao Enter the Fist, finest dumb kung fu comedy and impressive green screening. Is that the one with the talking fist? Or I don't remember.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Not for me.
I don't remember that one very much. Sumi Amando, Enter the Dragon, and Fist of Fury. Zach Wojnar, shout out to Man of Tai Chi, The Raid 2, Police Story, Black Dynamite. I love Black Dynamite. That movie's great. Movies that didn't have to have 10 out of 10 fight scenes, but it absolutely does. Not to sound like a broken record, but Billy Jack is one of my favorite movies of all time. I guess the ever-talented Tom Laughlin studied martial arts for 6 months before he made the film. Damn it, I'm going to need to say... And then Jason Wojnar also brought in, echoing my brother, Billy Jack is one of the best movies ever made. The Wojnar boys love Billy Jack.
Billy Jack.
And we got to watch Billy Jack. I'm sorry
I'm bringing it to the next reaction,
we'll
Johns.
We'll have to watch it between now and then.
Yeah.
It's like that blasted asterisk in Obelix that people won't shut up about.
Yeah. Yo, The Night Comes for Us is such a brutal movie.
You gotta,
NC-17.
Just read the comment.
Yeah.
You can't just suddenly
I'm so sorry. I get excited.
Tef, hands down right now, Eco Oasis, I said that wrong, Uais, is the principal of Martial Arts Stars. The Night Comes for Us was so intense and so awesome. I love the fact that he shares the screen with equally badass female stars too. The Raid 1 catapulted him to the front with everyone with slick choreography. They actually hit each other for realism. And excellent pacing. There are other greats that I grew up watching. who could forget the classics Fist of Fury, Bruce Lee? Let's give it up for lesser known ones like Don the Dragon Wilson, and even Brandon Lee to a degree. Didn't plan on that rhyming. Also, you can't mention martial arts movies without the infamous Jackie Chan versus Benny the Jet.
Wheels on Meals. Definitely.
Why is it called Wheels on Meals and not Meals on Wheels?
I don't know.
It's breaking my mind. Cisco Ace Jackson Garcia. Love that name. Favorites have got to be Ong Bak series and Ip Man series.
Love it.
Makes me think of my cousins and uncles specifically because the martial arts movies were a thing. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Enter the Dragon, Stand Out as well. Conrad.
I love Ip Man. I love a martial artist who doesn't want to fight for glory.
Yeah.
You know, kind of just gets pulled into it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's got so much power, and they do the really awesome. I always love that question of what if a martial arts person fought a boxer?
Oh, yeah.
What if it was a street fight?
Yeah.
You know, who would win in that case?
Ip Man. I like thinking about that kind of stuff with like jiu-jitsu versus like, a dude with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Who wins? Conrad brings in Enter the Dragon, Bloodsport, Ong Bak, and The Protector, specifically shouting out Tony Jaa, the best flying knees in the biz.
Yep.
The stair scene in The Protector is fight
legendary.
Choreography. Protector. Yeah,
legendary.
It's crazy. Raid 1 and 2. Just bonkers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Jaa in the Raid movies has visceral grittiness to them that make me go, holy shit, did you see that?
Yeah.
Just like fast stuff too. Like when people are like, I like it when Shang-Chi has got a lot of good stuff like this too, where it's like visceral dodging is almost more important than good hits.
Because
like when your hero, especially when you care about them emotionally, if they just dodge a thing, it's like, whoa, that was sick. You know, like, and then they come back in or whatever.
Totally.
Then I asked people who the best martial artist was. I'll just fire through quick because a lot of, you know, the what you could expect. Colt Smith, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, JVCD.
And Donnie Yen.
What?
Don't forget Donnie Yen.
Well, people might bring it. Varun Kuchwaha, besides the obvious, and continue the theme on the raid, I really enjoy watching Iko Uwais?
Yep. I don't know how to say it.
Other
Iko.
Films like, Iko, Headshot, Night Comes for Us, Joy to Watch. Joe Taslim,
yes.
Yayan Ruhian.
Yep.
Very good as well.
Love Taslim. He's in the show I watch, Warrior, now. The martial arts show. Yeah. He's in the raid a little bit.
Hey Man, Nice Shots also brings up Iko and Joe Taslim.
Yep.
Taslim?
Taslim, yeah.
Taslim.
Yep.
Tokyo Slim says, rest in peace, Sonny Chiba.
Aw.
Jason Wojnar, Bruce Lee. Sumio Mondo, Bruce Lee, and Jet Li, both legends. Sammo Rosman, the classics, Bruce Lee, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Yuen Biao, Biao, maybe? I'm bad at names. Stephen Beaumont, Jackie's my favorite artist, but especially due to the bloopers and showing how difficult things is. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Cisco Ace Jackson Garcia, favorite martial artist instead of the best has got to be Jackie Chan. Deep attachment to the gentleman. I cannot answer this question any other way. Humor and style of his fight sequences. And find him infinitely entertaining. He is my childhood. Yeah.
You know, Jackie Chan gets his neck snapped by Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon.
Whoa! Yep. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I saw that movie when I was like 7, so I don't remember it at all.
It's like blink and you miss it.
Oh.
And it's Jackie Chan.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
So it's like just starting?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sam Jovan, aside from the obvious picks, Michelle Yeoh.
Shout out to Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, shout out. Iko and Joe Taslim again.
It's so intense, dude.
What is
The Night Comes for Us? It's a brutal movie. It's on Netflix.
Shuts out Jackie Chan again, Zach Wojnar, Bruce Lee. Who else? And I asked what makes for a great martial arts film, and got some good answers. Like Jason I says the editing and cinematography. Varun Kuchwaha says fight cinematography. Sumio Mondo, brutal fights that erupt from a quiet person or place as a reaction to friction or evil people doing bad things. I love that kind of stuff when like a fight just happens.
Yeah.
Zach Wojnar, you can get bored if the story and characters don't justify the fights.
Yes.
Which I definitely agree with. I think if you are really invested in the characters,
it matters.
Like a subpar fight, like shot worse or martial arts not as great, if you mm-hmm. care about the people, it's going to hit harder.
Dread stands the test of time and is an 11 out
Dread
of 10
is an amazing
because freaking Carl Urban as Dread is just like, you're rooting
Beast
for
trees.
Him. Yeah. Like, if you weren't invested in Dread himself in that movie, it'd be good.
And Police Girl.
Oh, of course, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. I can't remember her name. I
Olivia just, Thirlby is like her real
name.
Yeah,
Trilby or something.
Yeah.
I always think of her as Police Girl because she looks kind of like Police Girl from Helsing, the anime. Sick. The short blonde hair like that.
Fucking make a Dread 2. My
dude,
God.
Make a Dread 2. Make Mega City 1 the show.
My God. Get
Heavens
on with
to
it.
Betsy.
Serious.
If I had like millions and if I had like billions of dollars,
I would buy the rights.
I would, yeah, I would just
Take
finance
it.
A Dread 2. Yeah. I'd just be like, hey.
I'd finance Dread 2
finance
and Silent
movies.
Hills.
Yeah, I'd finance movies like left and right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just, yeah. I would make the world a better place through like niche art and movie and video games that I make other people do. And then I would make my own too. What are we talking about? A good choreography, says Colt Smith, Sam R. Rosman, necessity for great martial arts and hardest to quantify in my opinions, but I think it should never look unintentionally cheesy or cheap. Whether the fight lasts 3 seconds or 3 minutes, it should always capture your attention in its entirety. Totally. Sam Jovan, one of the most important factors of effective fights in martial arts films is motivation. If there isn't any emotional connection, it ain't worth it.
Iron Monkey's so great because it's just such a basic premise of like corrupt government abusing the citizens. Here Iron Monkey comes. He's basically Batman.
Wow.
Comes in to like steal the rich, or steal the money from the rich and give it to the poor.
Robin Hood.
And he's Robin Hood. And it's like, yo, I'm so invested. You know, so every fight, you're just like, go, get him, you know?
Sorry for that sound. There we go. Anything else you'd like to talk about? I asked our patrons, patreon.com/GZL. Jesse Blue, this is great. Hi, Isla and Huber. I spent my weekend watching live martial arts. My daughter was in the USA National Karate Championship.
Sick.
She was in two events, kata, choreographed routines, and kumite, is that an M? TV's far away. Which is sparring one-on-one. She won a gold in kata and a bronze in kumite.
Wow.
And I couldn't be prouder.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. She's been in lessons for 5 years, and it has taught her coordination, strength, poise, and confidence. She's about a year away from getting her black belt.
Wow.
While I've seen a lot of movies that have martial arts in them, I prefer the ones that show how the art affects them spiritually. Karate Kid, Jackie Chan, Steven Seagal, even TMNT.
Steven Seagal, yes!
Yeah, first mention of Steven Seagal.
Hell yeah! Oh my god, TMNT.
Rather than I compete with a bunch of people now, movies that include a lot of flashy movies like Marvel and Mission Impossible and Matrix. Knowing how much effort and training goes into learning how to do these moves properly and adding in the control it takes to do them without hurting each other brings into perspective the value and strength of the people who practice them all day and every day just to get them right. From stunt people and stars, fight choreographers and trainers, everyone works hard to make these sometimes outlandish-looking movies seem real on the film, because just when you think that can't possibly be done, there's Jackie Chan doing it for real.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it to preserve the art of the original movies taught to him by his sensei so many years ago and keep martial arts alive in the hearts of a new generation of fans. P.S. Melinda May is best girl.
Yeah, she is. Yo, I don't
Who's Melinda May?
Shield. Yo, I don't want to sound like a boomer, but like, I love...
Then don't start phrases with that.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a boomer. I love these old martial arts movies too because of just how beautiful they are and how like natural they are and where they film them. They're like on location. Every movie now just feels like it's filmed on sets. So many sets, especially Marvel. You know?
Marvel does do that.
And it's like, yo, let's like, let me breathe. Let me live. Like Green Knight, I don't like at all, but at least we were like, out there, man.
Yeah.
We were out there.
They built a lot of those sets.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Too much green screen nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you think so or no? Is that a boomer comment?
No, it's fine. I think that it has its place, like anything. And it's a tool that you can use effectively. I mean, like, good green screen, unless for some reason you're doing it to make it obvious on purpose, like I still assert Shutter Island was doing. But, like... The best green screen you don't know is green screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like think about a David Fincher film, like,
yeah,
uses
more
CG than anybody in the biz.
You're so right.
And you like barely ever notice.
Good call.
You know?
Great call.
So, like, that's the appropriate use of those tools in most films, I think.
Okay.
Whereas, like, if you're green screening someone in, you know, just because you didn't want to fly to the jungle or something, mm-hmm. then yeah, that's kind of annoying, but whatever. You got to do what you got to do to make a movie sometimes. I don't know.
Sure.
Craig Belmont, if the pain would go away in 5 minutes with no further ramifications, who would you allow to perform their martial arts move on you? Bruce Lee, one inch punch me, please. Says
yes.
Craig.
I want Bruce Lee to kick me in the nuts. Yeah.
And then he would heal.
Yeah. I want Bruce Lee because he got asked about that all the time.
Really?
And it's like, yeah, it's fair. Like, why would I not go for the weakest point on your body? Like, defend it or I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no shame there. There's no, he went for the nuts. It's like, no.
Right.
Weak point.
Yeah.
So.
Anything to win a fight, you know?
Yeah.
I want the bows. Tony Jaa. Bah. Bah, bah.
That's really good.
Bah.
That's with dinosaur bone or no dinosaur bone?
Oh, yeah, both. Give me one of each, please. Also, I would love Jackie Chan to like hit me with like every rung of a ladder.
Yes.
Some crazy ass thing, like break a ladder on my face. That'd be pretty nice. What a weird conversation. Bort says, I oddly think Edgar Wright's World's End works as a martial arts film. The way that it could have been a mundane or at the very least slapstick affair suddenly becomes a kinetic street fight whenever Simon Pegg and Nick Frost were cornered made me excited to see what choreography was coming up next alongside the personal drama. What are some other movies you consider unconventionally part of a genre?
They Live.
Tricky question. Yeah, They Live. It's got just suddenly in the middle of it, like a crazy all-out brawl between two dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I mean, From Dusk Till Dawn has like some crazy fighting in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's a martial arts film, but it definitely has some moments.
Love that movie.
So good.
God.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Yeah, that movie's fantastic.
My grandma bought me the VHS of that when I was like 7 years old.
From Dusk Till Dawn? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I just watched it all the time. And she had like her chair that she used to sit in the living room. used to always throw it on.
That's so funny.
What a
grandma purchase.
Yeah.
Like, completely wildly inappropriate.
She was intense. She was my dad's mom.
Okay.
She's intense. Like so jolly, but also like... just intense.
I see where you get it.
Yeah.
That's a fun mix.
For sure.
I've told this story before, but my screenwriting teacher in film school was like, used From Dusk Till Dawn as an example of what not to do.
Oh, yeah. You told me this.
And I was just like, I said in class, I was like, sometimes you just walk into the wrong bar, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Like, I don't care about their stupid crime story. Give me the vamps. Give me the vamps.
And it colors their characters. It's like, this crime, like, person now is in this scenario.
Right.
It gives him that, you know, it makes him seem like a badass.
And you care about the characters.
Yeah. Love his tribal tattoo.
Yeah. I love when he's just like, don't give me that vampires don't exist nonsense because we're dealing with it.
Yeah.
Cisco is Jackson Garcia. This is for Huber. They just want to talk about Warrior.
Yes.
Thank you for recommending it.
Fuck yes. God, it's good. I love historical fiction, let alone... like martial arts.
They watched it with their little brother and their only complaint is now he's got to wait. Best fight choreo on TV.
It's so much fun. Oh my God, I love that show so much. I can't get enough of it. Also, Into the Badlands. The show tanked. It went downhill.
I watched like the first few episodes of that and I kind of enjoyed it.
It has my least favorite storyline where they nerf the main character by giving him a baby to look after.
Ugh.
Like, never do that.
Never do that.
The easiest way to check me out.
Yeah.
You know, here's this unstoppable assassin warrior. Now he's like looking after this baby and like, I don't want to fight. I need to look after my baby. So then like finally like season 3 or 4, he had to, can you look after my baby so I can go be a badass? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But... there is one character on there that I just want to give a special shout out to because she never gets enough attention. There's this character called the Widow.
Yeah, I remember her. She was awesome. The outfits in that show are so cool.
Yeah, the Widow. I just want to give her a shout out.
That
Emily Beecham.
Why do I know that name?
She's in some stuff. She's in something coming out, actually. She's kind of blowing up.
The TV, this happens a lot in TV, like mid-level TV, where you're just waiting for the cool shit to happen. It's like, just do the thing.
Yeah.
If you're afraid that you're not a good enough writer or something, yeah, that you have to delay the shit we all know is going to happen, like, come mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
Like, Westworld was the worst about that.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad was the best about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, something that they would tease that you would think would happen in 4 or 5 episodes or, like, later in the season, it was like,
that
after
episode.
The commercial break, yeah, it's like, oh, we're robbing a train. It's like, yeah, okay, all right, whoa. Yeah. Zach Wojnar, if Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire were of this generation, they'd be action movie stars. If Scott Atkins and Michael Jai White were around 100 years ago, they'd be starring in MGM musicals. Both genres show up feats of physical majesty and require intense choreography and discipline to master. Scott Atkins told them in an interview that shooting a fight scene is very much like creating a dance. It's all about rhythm, working with your scene partners, and memorizing moves. As Atkins told me, the only difference is it's much more painful because we're actually hitting each other.
That's an excellent comparison.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. It's so funny. It's just like what's popular at the time.
Yeah. It's like professional wrestling comparing it to theater, you know? Similarities.
Sam Joven just calls out Scott Atkins' podcast, The Art of Action, where he talks shop with other actors in the industry. Highly recommend. And Sam Hargrave, director of Extraction on Netflix.
Love Extraction!
I never saw that.
That's and the Old Guard.
I haven't watched The Old Guard
either. Love both of those.
Are they good?
They're both getting sequels, yeah. So,
oh, sick.
Yeah,
I heard The Old Guard is cool.
Good world building, good fights. I love Extraction.
Sam Hargrave has a good short film with a good twist at the end on YouTube. Feels like Huber Bates.
Nice.
So find that. To end here, Jacobo Amelli says, bonus game. So don't look at the screen. Okay. You're looking at the screen. I've already seen all these because they were written right. It's a quiz.
Okay.
They say they're shamelessly plagiarizing the Lost in Translation game. Here are movie titles that some mysterious Italian group called the Lale Lulelo have decided to change for the Italian release distribution of said movies. Try to guess the original title, and they're not making these up. So these are the Italian names translated back into English of Western movies. And they're not all... They're not... This is... we're done with martial arts.
Okay, so any kind of translate the movie.
Yeah, so I'll give you the English...
name?
English version of the Italian name. So The Wings of Freedom. I'd actually heard this one before.
The Wings of Freedom, and it's a movie?
It's a movie.
Top Gun.
No. I'll give you two guesses.
Two is good. The Aviator.
Shawshank Redemption.
What the hell?
Wings of Freedom. I guess the wings in this case being a poop tube. A sewer.
Makes no sense.
This one.
Makes no sense.
Paradise Lost. This one makes no sense.
Paradise Lost?
Yeah.
Paradise Lost.
No, this is based on a book.
Lord of the Flies.
No. Based on a
Apocalypse Now.
Dickens book, I think.
Tale of Two Cities.
Great Expectations.
Great Expectations.
The Oil Man. This one's easier.
There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Curse of the First Moon. What?
American Werewolf in London?
No. The Moon...
The Wolfman?
The Moon makes sense, but only just.
Beowulf.
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
What the hell?
Because when they get touched by the moon, they turn into skeletons.
That's right.
But it's
cool shot, the skeletons walking
out. Yeah, when he walks out. Yeah,
it's so really cool. Good. It's so cool.
Lying Love...
Wedding Crashers.
The American title is also alliterative, but not with an L. Lying Love.
Pretty Woman.
That's not alliterative.
What is alliterative?
Same first letter.
Same first letter.
So LL is Lying Love.
Okay.
The English, the American version is both words start with the same letter. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Good one.
This is a horror movie. Don't Open That Door.
Don't Breathe.
Nope. It's an older one.
Last House on the Left.
No. Good guess.
The Strangers.
Also a great guess. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But that makes no sense.
Yours make more sense.
Because they live in the house. They're going to open the door for them to come in. That makes no sense. Don't open the door. They're the ones that own the door. Oh, my God.
How about this one? Inspector Callahan, colon, the Scorpio case is yours.
Inspector Callahan? Big, what is that in? Big John Callahan. That's like Black Sheep or Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy.
That's not it.
Damn it. Dirty Harry.
Yes.
Callahan.
Dirty Harry.
Yes.
And last one. Hang on. Don't look.
Oh, shit.
Last
one.
Didn't
see it.
If you break up with me, I'll erase you.
Erase your head.
No.
Eternal Sunshine, that's all that's mine.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, get your phone out and go to easyallies.com.
Got a few.
Yeah, you did pretty well, Hubie.
Got a few.
You got three of them. Three out of eight.
Nice. I'll take it. EasyAllies.com.
I need you to scroll to the bottom so we can do the shout-outs. I forgot to put them in the notes. I knew I was forgetting something. But yes, that's it for this month. Thank you, everyone, so much for commenting. You're already there on the bottom of the website. Yeah, right there. See? This is our monthly movie podcast, which Huber and I love to do. And we love you all for watching and listening. We have a shout-out tier on Easy Allies, patreon.com/EasyAllies, our top tier. We very much appreciate the following people: Elthanis, Greg, The Dark Knight, Kettering, Caleb, Togi Crawford, and Nick.
Shout out. Shout out to Who Am I, Jackie Chan.
Who Am I?
There's a two-on-one brawl. It's one of my favorite fight scenes in movies.
Oh, I love
it. It's so... My favorite anime trope is like... person fights one person kicking their ass, and then the other, like, it's two on one, so he fights the one. It's like, no, let me try now.
Yeah, yeah.
Other person comes in, still getting their ass kicked. All right, two on one.
Two on one.
Let's go.
John Wick had one of those.
Yeah. I love that
John
shit.
John Wick 3, I think.
Dude, right. The fight with Common.
Oh, yes.
In John Wick 2.
So good.
John Wick 2,
through
culmination.
Any fight where you throw somebody through a window.
Yeah. Dude.
So good.
It's so good.
The end of that, when they realize that they've thrown themselves through the Continental and then they have to stop. This is like, there's like, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So good. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. We will see you next month. Bye-bye.